Calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club repeater net, calling the Spark and Aries net. This is KD0ETL, that's Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima, and I will be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. The Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 local time on the Sedalia 147.03 megahertz repeater with a minus offset. Purpose of the net are to gather hams in the area and exchange information of mutual interest and to promote public service by ham operators. At this time, do you have any emergency, priority, or routine traffic for the net, call net control. Are there any club announcements for the net? Bring them now.
This is KJ5ZW. I have an announcement.
Net control recognizes KJ5ZW. Go ahead, Philip, with your announcement.
All right, October the 6th, starting at 9:30, we'll be doing a test session. That's when it starts at 9:30 after the club meeting. It'll be at the main firehouse on West 16th, 2606 West 16th Street. And pre-registration is requested. Walk-ins will be accepted. The fees for these testing will be at $15. If you are going to have an upgrade, you must have an FRN number, FCC registration number, along with a copy of your license. Also, we will need a pitcher ID if you do not have a driver's license or a pitcher ID. Security card will be utilized. Okay, and then you can find information for contact information on club website at HTTP. I'll let the computer drop. https://WA0SDO.org. That is the Sedalia website. Call sign Whiskey Alpha Zero Sierra Delta Oscar .org. And that'll be the, when you scroll down to the blue, to the little blue box that says Amateur License Testing Session Sedalia, you touch that. That is a link to a whole bunch of information of what we require for this test. And John N0EE has his phone number, and he has an email there. We can contact him for any other information you need and or pre-registration. That's all I have for announcements. Back to you, Paul, KJ5ZW.
KJ5ZW, KD0ETL. All right, thanks for the info, Philip, on the testing session for October 6th, and look forward to that. And while I'm there, you want to go ahead and make some comments other than the announcement, or you want to wait?
Okay, I'll go ahead and make my comments now. I was going to wait, but I'd get her done now and just sit back and relax and drink coffee. Went to the State Fair Community College extravaganza today and listened to some speakers get up there and hoorah about what they what we did and what have you over the past 50 years. There was a band that got up there singing some really good music, and I enjoyed them. They were, the two things I got to say about them, they were loud, and the other one is they were very good. So we walked halfway across the campus, and the volume was perfect, and the music was still great. We had the Cattlemen's Association had hamburgers and such, or hot dogs set there for food, and it was a real nice affair. And we walked through the one of the buildings that had the walk through time from from 1968 when the college first started till to date of 2018. It was a very enjoyable evening for us. So that's all I've got for the net. So KD0ETLB, KJ5ZW, back to you.
KJ5ZW, KD0ETL. All right, Philip. Good deal on the 50 years of SFCC. Yeah, I went in 75, 76. It was still plywood U then, so that's what we called it. So, yeah, I didn't make it out. Should have, but I didn't. I ended up watching football. So, anyway, thanks for checking in and the announcement. Are there any other announcements for the net? Alright, I will take mobiles, portables, and short timers, those that are in and out. Space your calls, pause before speaking, call KD0ETL.
KD0CYR, I'm in and out.
KD0QYA.
KE0CYR, Bob is in and out, and I got Richard, KE0QIA. Richard, do you have any comments for us?
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody. Not a whole lot. Just kind of wanted to get in for the count. Had a pretty good weekend. Got a lot of mowing done. Did watch the football game. Just thankful I went to church today. I wanted to use a few choice words about the defense, but that's a discussion for another time. So everybody take care. We'll turn it back over to net control. This is KE0QIA. We'll be clear.
KE0QIA, KD0ETL. Okay, Richard, yeah, I'm there with you on the defense. Thought that last week, too, that thank goodness we have enough points to make up for the defense, but defense needs to pick it up for sure. So, like you say, that's for another day, and we'll see you next week. So, thanks for checking in. We'll open up for regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call now.
In.
Missed that call. Try again.
Yeah, this is WA0WUY, William Abel 0. William, United Yankee. Steve out at Beeman. Back to you, Paul.
KE0MER.
KY0P.
KA0TTY.
KD0USK.
Let's hold up there. Got some good ones. I got KD0USK, K0TTY, KY0P, K0MER, and K0WUY. We'll go to Steve, WA0WY. Good evening, Steve, and your comments for the net.
I'll say good evening to everybody. This is my first time on the Sunday night net. I don't know. I just don't seem to be able to get around to it. It warmed up this afternoon. I thought MU had a good ball game. And they were playing a pretty tough team. Purdue, I think it was. And enjoyed that. Don't enjoy this hot weather. I thought we were going into fall for a little bit. But I guess winter will be here soon enough. I don't have much. We weaned some calves this afternoon. So they're going to be bawling and crying for a day or two. KD0ETL, WA0WY in the group.
WA0WY, good to hear you in there, Steve. We missed you this morning on 75 meters, or weren't as many as usual, but we had a little get-together. And, yeah, it's still hot, and looks like it's going to stay pretty warm up until maybe oh, maybe Friday or Saturday, a chance of a rain shower or something that'll maybe drop it back a little bit. So we could use another shower, I think. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll go to KE0MER. Good evening, Grace, and your comments for the net.
The only comment I have is I'm doing this just for you.
Okay, Grace, well, I appreciate it. I laid a little, we weren't there, but I told Donald, I don't remember what I told him, but I was trying to get you. I figured he was listening, but you weren't. He said you were out of the room. So, yeah, thanks for checking in, and sounds good. You got to speak up a little bit. Your volume is just a little light, but other than that, I knew it was you.
Good. KE0MER out.
E0MER. Okay, Grace, we got you, Dan. Go to Dennis, KY0P. Good evening, Dennis, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul, everybody else on the net. Yeah, where do we start with the Chiefs? I guess congratulations to Mahomes for setting a new record for the rookie in the first two games. 10 touchdowns. The old one was 9. The old record was 9, held by several famous quarterbacks, so he's off to a good start. I was just kind of thinking, you know, offenses will bring the crowds to Arrowhead. Obviously, they're going to want to see the offense. But it's actually defense over the years that wins Super Bowls. So I hope they can do something to beef up that that defense. Of course, the game was fun to watch. Always good to beat the Steelers. Haven't done it since, what, 86 at home or away. So, anyway, that was a good game. And, I know what else I was going to say. You had mentioned that you were that you had gone to State Fair in the middle 70s. I know when they built that, it was supposed to last a year or two. The temporary buildings were. And I don't know when they finally started the brick-and-mortar campus, but I know it was many, many years after they had the portable buildings in there. Thus the name Plywood U. So I did take a class, biology class there when I was going to school at Warrensburg. One summer I took a biology class with Bob Solomon, and enjoyed that. So anyhow, I guess we'll just say go Chiefs, and Royals lost today, but they've been on kind of a winning streak too. Let me reset. They've been on a pretty good streak here lately too, so some of these new kids are getting to show what they've got. We do need some pitchers though. Anyway, that's about it. I'll turn it back to you, Paul. Let somebody else get on here. So 73 to everybody out there. Have a great week from KY0P.
KY0P, KD0ETL. All right, Dennis. Yeah, I believe they had just opened that one building besides the... I don't remember if... Yeah, I think the auto shop was there, and then where the... where the used to be Student Union originally is where they had, I think that later had children babysitting or whatever there. But that first building there, just closest to where Plywood U was at, I believe they had just built that, but I didn't have any classes over there. So anyway, I don't know exactly the date that one did go up. Anyway, thanks for checking in. And we'll look forward to everybody next week and see what football does next week. Go to Harry, K0TTY. Good evening, Harry, and your comments.
I say good evening to everyone here on the net. Nothing much going on here. Sitting here doing some video post-processing for the church. Using the iPad, doing remote desktop to the computer upstairs. And, boy, you don't want to do video processing on an iPad. It's getting kind of a headache, but I'm kind of on the fence on the testing session. I'm glad to hear about it, but I'd kind of like to take it, but I'd try for an upgrade, but Not going to be able to do much studying, so I'm kind of fighting with the urge of maybe just going in cold and just seeing how I do or what to do on that, but I have some time to think about it. And, I think I went to the fly with you about the same time you did, Paul. I was mid-late 70s. I took some throwaway summer classes, English or history, something that would transfer, I don't think I've been back since, so I don't think I've been through any of the buildings over there. I just remember the plywood building, so maybe I ought to go get a tour, or probably should have gone this evening. But nothing really further for the net, Paul. Turn it back, K0TTY.
K0TTY, KD0ETL. All right, Harry. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get studied in time to be able to take the test either by that weekend, so I might have to wait till the next one comes around. And the main thing I remember about plywood U is it was cold. When it was winter time, there was like no insulation in those things. It was cold, so hard to concentrate, or at least it was for me. All right, thanks for checking in. We'll go to Brett, KD0USK, KD0ETL. Good evening, Brett, and your comments.
Hey, Paul. Hello to everybody on the net. Good to hear everybody in there. It's really good to hear Steve in there. Glad this is his first one. That means he has to come back and join us again, so that's good. Also good to hear Grace in there. Hadn't heard her on there a lot, so good deal. I went down to State Fair, and I graduated from there. It was a lot fancier than what you guys are talking about when I went through there, but I do feel fortunate for us to have it here, and I wish I'd have known. I'd have went down there and maybe done the tour and looked around. So that's cool. So thanks, Philip, for letting us know about that. That's good. For me, didn't do a whole lot this weekend. It did get hot today. It was really hot. I went out and started fiddling around a little bit and just kind of got a little hot. So, but I'm glad to have it. I'm glad that we can go out and at least do something. So, guys, have a great week. We'll see y'all later. KD0USK.
KD0USK, KD0ETL. All right, Brett, good deal. Yeah, I was planning on, I should have mowed instead of watched football, but I didn't. I watched football, and then at 3:30 or whenever it was over, I went outside, and I said, no, it's too hot, and I decided not to mow, so maybe I'll catch up on that tomorrow. It's not going anywhere. We're at the bottom of the list. I haven't worked any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call now.
Recheck.
Recheck.
Yeah, Nick would like me to check him in at KE0NIL. Yeah, he's out feeding his pigs right now. He can hear us with his HT and he can get in to it, so he texted me, asked me to do that. Yeah, as far as plywood U, I was got out of the Army in September of 69 and played and chased and worked different jobs in 70. And then the spring of 71, I entered into the electronic program and in May of 73. Then I graduated and worked there for 2 years from 73 to 75. They had a television production studio that they needed somebody, and they started looking at the graduating class. And there was one other fellow that they looked at first, and he turned it down, and then they looked at me, and I said, yeah, I'll do it. So that was a nice electronic start for me for 2 years, and then I started looking for another job. They shut that one down. The government cut backs, what have you. So the program got shut down, and I started looking for another job in August, and I went to work in Texas. So that was a nice start. Of course, I did electronics while I was in the Army for 3 years, so I had a little bit of experience in addition to the class. But that was pretty interesting. I not only was a student, but I was also part of the staff. So, all right, I'll turn it back to you, and I'm finished, KJ5ZW.
All right, Phil, very good. I got Nick checked in, and we'll take other check-ins. Call now.
D0VD.
Zero Echo Echo.
T-P-X, Jerry.
K-E-0-F-U-D.
But I think I had a double. I got K-E-0-F-U-D, K-E-0-T-P-X, N-0-E-E, and A-D-0-V-D was there another station.
K-E-0-L-M-Y, Sam.
Okay, K-E-0-L-M-Y, I got you, Sam. We'll go to Donald, A-D-0-V-D. Good evening, Donald, and you give up the mic first to your wife, didn't you?
Yeah, I know where my meals come from. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that I wasn't the only one that didn't get their work done today. I watched the football game, watched the NASCAR race, watched the drag races, watched the Indy race. Now I'm watching stuff on TV that don't mean anything.
Okay, Donald. Yeah, I definitely played lazy today, so... But I've got other days I can do that. Thanks for checking in. And we'll go to John, N0ECHO. Good evening, John. Your comments.
Good evening, Paul. Everybody on that. This is N0EE, John here in Sedalia. I've been eavesdropping here a little bit, and the only thing I want to add to what the Phillips said earlier was he's going to ask, like, well, how do I get a license copy if the FCC does not issue paper licenses anymore? Well, you can go there to the website and print one out there. It's referred to as a reference copy. If you want to upgrade and you're already licensed, you can contact me and I can go ahead and verify that you are who you say you are. If needed, I can download that myself. It's public record. I should be able to download that myself. And as to the FRN number, if you've got a license, you got an FRN number. You could get it up on your QRZ page if you want, or go to the FCC website. I can also do that for you. If you don't have an FRN number, you're not licensed, you can get on that website and apply for an FRN number as well, which I can help you with that as well. Anything I can do to help y'all get going, I'm sure willing to do it. And hopefully things are going to go. I got some tests ordered, various editions of the test, and maybe somebody be willing to try it, you know. So anyway, anybody needs any help, you want to find out any more about it, at the club website, w0sdo.org, or you can go to my QRZ page, N0EE, November 00, and I have it on there as well. Anyway, that's all I really have to add tonight, and hope we get some people to show up for the testing session. An hour a day taking those tests on the Internet, and pass any test you want. See y'all later on, N0EE.
N0EE, KD0ETL. All right, good information there, John. And I just looked at my license, and I seen my FRN numbers on there. So I'll keep that in mind in case I decide to test. And thanks for checking in and all the good information. And next on the list is Jerry, K0TPX. Good evening, Jerry, and your comments for the net.
Good evening, everybody. I've got 77 degrees right now. And also, I went up to Peoria, Illinois to the Ham Fest this weekend, and I was a vendor selling out the back of my pickup. Didn't sell nothing, but I had somebody give me a free radio, an old plastic GE AM radio, and it works, too. The Ham Fest up there this year is about the same size it's been in the last 20 years, except the foot traffic, the buyers, was way down low. I'd say there's probably about two buyers for every vendor up there. And I guess people are just getting old or fat. And it was hot up there, too. It was, I'd say, about 90 up there when I left. That's all I've got to report. KA0TPX back.
KA0TPX, KD0ETL. All right, Jerry. Yeah, well, at least it wasn't total loss, I guess, if you got something for free. If you got some radios or something you're trying to get rid of, you can look my call up on QRZ if you want to post them or something. We can put them on our website. If you got some radios and equipment you want to sell or something, I can post it on there if you'd like.
All right, we'll go to Chris, KE0FUD. Good evening, Chris, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. I went out to State Fair College today myself. I had one of those good hot dogs from the Kettleman's Association. They're pretty darn good. I got to figure out how to get a hold of some of those because you can't get much better hot dog than that. What else? Oh, they had a car show out there today. I went and stopped by there for a little while. It's over in the parking lot, I guess on the east side of the campus where they do the motorcycle testing out there, kind of right across from the county fire department building there. They had quite a few cars out there, and they had some pretty neat ones, and they had some brand new ones, and all kinds of stuff over there. I listened to the band a little bit myself, but I didn't stay very long. It's kind of hot out there in the sun. And I had to get back to the house and get some other stuff done. So that was a good deal today. Let's see. I think it was Friday evening. This is kind of a funny story. I think I surprised Donald and Grace. We were at the Katie's Barbecue. And I said hello to them while they were in the middle of eating. And I think they were surprised by that. They probably weren't expecting to see me there. Anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. But that's about all I've got. I'll talk to you later. KE0FUD. Back to you.
0FUD, KE0ETL. All right, Chris. Good deal on you. I'm not sure what brand hot dogs they sell, or the Cattlemen's Association. No, I'm sure they always buy the same ones. Thanks for checking in. You have a good week. And we'll go to Sam, KE0LMY. Good evening, Sam, and your comments for the net.
KD0ETL, KE0LMY. Well, good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. As you know, we are flat hopping down here in Benton County. We are in our second week of CERT training. This is the first course that I'm training myself, and I've got some fantastic guest trainers helping me out and some wonderful first responders who are also pitching in with us and teaching us the proper way to do things. So we always appreciate our volunteer firefighters, our EMTs, our nurses, and our sheriffs that are helping us out. But other than that, we are just trying to stay cool because it tricked us there for a little bit, made us think fall was coming, and it did not come. So we're going to go, I guess, another week with the heat, and we're just going to keep right on going. Oh, and Roger says please check him in as well. He's KD0WXT. This is KE0LMY. Back to net.
KE0LMY, KD0ETL. Sorry for the pause. That phone was ringing. Thanks for checking in, Sam. Good deal on the CERT training. That's always really good. And I got Roger checked in. Tell him have a good week also. We're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
KE0QYN.
Zero QYN. Good evening. It's paid, isn't it?
That it is.
Paid. Hey, yeah, good deal. I hadn't talked to you for a while. I just want to make sure my memory was correct. What do you got for us this evening?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just heard somebody on the radio a little while ago talking about a car show here in town. Myself and my brother took 57 Chevrolet Bel Air down to Versailles for a car show down there, the Sonic End of Summer Bash, I believe it was. That was a pretty good time, but that's about all I got for you guys. Back to you in net control.
KE0QYN, KD0ETR. All right, paid good deal on the car shows. 57, yeah, that one's as old as me. Anyway, thanks for checking in. And you have a great week. We're at the bottom of the list. Last call for check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call now. Well, not hearing any more check-ins. Looked like we had a total of 17. And the net ran for 31 minutes. We're running over our usual. Everybody have a great and safe week. Stay cool if you can. Don't work too hard. And this is KD0ETL, return repeater back to normal use, KD0 or 73.